be with your current circumstances. Your job, your wardrobe, your car, your house, your wife, place you live, whatever it might be. Everything in the advertising world is designed to breed discontent, to make you unhappy with what you have, make you miserable with what you have, with the current circumstance. And of course, Satan feeds this because it essentially winds up in the violation and breakdown of every relationship. And that serves his purpose very well because it's contrary to God's design. So we're living, I think, in a time when we might be able to say that there is a more massive assault on our contentment than at any other time in human history, because the sophistication of the attack has never been quite this extreme. So I want to talk about this matter of contentment, and built around the verse that I just read, verse 11, is a lot of information in this chapter that feeds into why Paul was content and how we can be content. But a little bit of background biblically. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 36, verses 7 and 8, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied." And there's a synonym for contentment, satisfaction. And the psalmist said that based upon the loving kindness of God, based upon the protection of God, we are under the shadow of his wings, he was abundantly satisfied. In Psalm 63, verses 3 to 5, we read, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied." Here again, the psalmist says, because of your loving kindness, same thing as we saw in Psalm 36, because loving kindness means grace, mercy, love, all that's bound up in God's goodness to his own, because of this, he says, my soul is satisfied. Two psalms later, in Psalm 65, the psalmist writes, "We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, O God of our salvation." And then in Psalm 107, verse 9, he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. And so the psalmist says that it is part of belonging to the Lord and being under his protection, under his care, under his provision to be satisfied. Contentment is a beautiful word. Satisfaction is an equally beautiful word, one that needs emphasis today. That word, satisfaction, that word contentment, is behind the statement of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. What's the next line? I shall not want. It's another way of saying I'm content. I'm satisfied. It's enough for me to know the